நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது கோவை தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகத்தின் வேளாண் பல்கலைக்கழக விவசாயி சமுதாய வானொலி 107.4 பண்பலையில்.
உழவர்கள் ஆலயமே தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகம் தானே.
கல்வி ஒலிபரப்பு. பிளஸ் டூ மாணவர்களுக்கான வேதியியல் பாடம் நடத்துபவர் ஸ்ரீ நேரு வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் மேல்நிலைப்பள்ளி ஆசிரியர் ரஞ்சனி அவர்கள்.
Hi dear students, I'm going to speak about the way of scoring the maximum marks in chemistry. First of all, be thorough with the blueprint of the question paper. To avoid copying, two sets of question papers would be given. One set is A question paper and the other one is with letter B. Two adjacent neighbors will not get the question paper with the same code. The question paper has got four parts. First part will have 30 choices. You have to answer all the 30 questions. The questions are distributed as 10 questions from inorganic, 10 from physical and 10 from organic. Nearly 22 to 24 questions are the book back exercises. Therefore, learn the choices which are given in the exercises of all the lessons first. And answer the choices first, or at least put the numbers 1 to 30 in the first page and write the answers with options. Whenever you feel like writing, then you can write them. Don't write choices at the end. Better follow the order given in the question paper to avoid confusion. Read the whole sentence completely before answering. Even the last word of the sentence may change the usual answer. In part 3, you have to answer 15 questions out of 21. The questions are distributed as follows: 7 from inorganic, 7 from physical, questions from physical. Learn all the choices given in exercises of all the lessons and answer the choices first, or at least put numbers 1 to 30 in the first page and write the answers with options. Whenever you feel like writing, you can just complete the answers later. Don't write choices at the end, or don't write it in the last page, I mean. Better follow the order given in the question paper. Read the whole sentence completely before answering the question. Even the last word of the sentence may change the usual answer. Coming to part 2, in part 2 you have to answer 15 questions out of 21. Question numbers 31 to 37 will have questions of inorganic, 30 to 48 will have questions from physical chemistry, and 45 to 51 will have questions from organic chemistry. Concentrate on the following lessons more, as 2 questions from each lesson would be asked as per the blueprint. They are, or the lessons are, P block elements, D block elements from inorganic, chemical kinetics from physical, and hydroxyl derivatives from organic. In nitrogen compounds, mostly problem type questions will be asked. You can expect simple worked out example problems from thermodynamics, atomic structure, chemical kinetics, and nuclear chemistry. Part 3 will have 3 sections, A, B, and C. Each section will have 4 questions each. Section A will have 4 questions of inorganic. Section B will have questions from physical chemistry. And section C will have questions from organic chemistry. You have to choose at least 2 questions from each lesson. In section A, there can be a problem from atomic structure. In section B, you can have a problem in electrochemistry, wherein you may have to calculate the EMF of the cell. In section C, you can expect one mechanism, that is from organic side. The important mechanisms are aldol condensation of aldehydes, given in pages 281 and 282, aldol condensation of acetone, given in page 282 to 283, crossed aldol condensation, given in page 283, Cannizzaro reaction in page 300, Claisen or Claisen-Schmidt reaction in page 301, esterification in page 336, Kolb's reaction in page 355, bromination of salicylic acid in page 356, nitration of benzene in pages 387 and 388, Hoffman's bromamide reaction in pages 398 and 399, reaction of aniline with carbon disulfide given in page 412 and 411. In part 4, you will have questions from 64 to 70. Questions 64 to 69 are of 6 in numbers. Out of them, you have to answer any 3 questions with 2 subdivisions in each. 64 and 65 are from inorganic. 66 and 67 are from physical. 68 and 69 are from organic. If you are thorough with all the 5 mark questions of volume 1 and surface chemistry from volume 2, all the 3 part 4 questions can be easily answered. The lessons which are in combination are 64A will be periodic classification, B will be from P block, 65A from coordination chemistry, and 65B will be from nuclear chemistry. 66A will have question in solid state and B will have a question from surface chemistry. The 70th question in part 4 is the compulsory problem. 70A will have a problem from hydroxyl derivative, B will have a problem from D block, and C will have a problem from carbonyl compounds, and D will have a problem from electrochemistry 1. You are supposed to answer either 70A and B or 70C and D, and you cannot change the combinations. If you can answer thoroughly all the board exam questions from the year 2007 till date, you are sure to score centum in chemistry. If the equations of an answer are self-explanatory, you will get full marks. Balance all the chemical equations you are writing. Specify the temperature, catalyst, or any other reagent needed for the equation properly. Otherwise, in every place, there is a chance of losing half a mark. In organic reactions, while giving the structure, be ultra careful with single, double, and triple bonds. Write the equations as many times as possible and learn. Be thorough with D block lesson, because every part of the question paper has questions from this lesson. You will have 2 chooses, 2-3 marks, and 1 5 mark in part 3 and 1 compulsory problem in part 4. So totally, if you are thorough with this lesson, you are sure to get 18 marks totally. Use the first 10 minutes to read all the questions well and register the questions correctly in your memory. Before start answering, decide the questions for which you are going to write the answers. Write legibly, leave enough gap between answers, highlight the important points with black, if possible, underline them. Don't forget to give the units if necessary for the problems. Complete the paper 15 minutes in advance. Go through the answers you have written word by word, which helps you to correct the mistakes. And this method will help you to score sent him surely. So, all the best and do well.
கல்வி ஒலிபரப்பில் பிளஸ் டூ மாணவர்களுக்கான வேதியியல் பாடம் இடம்பெற கேட்டீர்கள். நடத்தியவர் ஸ்ரீ நேரு வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் மேல்நிலைப் பள்ளி ஆசிரியர் ரஞ்சனி அவர்கள்.